This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So now we're up to Siman Aleph Sif Gimel. Roi l'chol yirei shemayim, says the Mechaba. Every yirei shemayim, every person who is fearful of heaven, shehei meitze v'doeg al churban beis hamikdash. He should be troubled and distressed about the churban, says the Mishnah Berurah. V'hamakab v'hamakubolim. So this sif, this is going to talk about the importance of saying tikkun chatzos and lamenting over the churban. Says the Mishnah Berurah that makubalim go to great lengths to explain the importance of getting up at midnight, because how important it is to get up at midnight and to do tikkun chatzos. Kvar nitfas basidurim seida hanhoga pi kisvei ha'arizal. And this is set out in many sidurim. In the according to the writings of the Arizal. Now, when is Chatzos? Zman Chatzos who tomid be'emtzos halayla mamish b'chol mokum. It's in the middle of the night, which means, again, according to halachic night, if it got dark at 6 p.m. and gets light at 6 a.m., then Chatzos will be at midnight. However, of course, we know that Chatzos is whatever the Shosmanius is. So on Seder night, we know often, everyone is aware of what time Chatzos is. You want to eat the afikomen by Chatzos, and it can be at, I don't know, 1:07 a.m. So one has to know what time Chatzos is, but it's halfway between the time it gets dark from the time it gets light. Even whether it's the long nights in the winter or the short ones in the summer. Which is 12 hours after midday. And the correct time to wail, to mourn the Migdosh, is a little bit before midnight. So mechatzos ve'elech yasuk b'Torah, and then from midnight onwards, one should busy himself with Torah. Or b'sof halayli yevakesh sochov. At the end of the night, you daven for your own personal needs. V'yeshomrim oz shomrim laboka. That's when you say shomrim laboka. V'im hukarv lahanetz hachamo. And if it's near to netz, yomar hamizmorim levad. You just say the mizmorim v'yidalek hakinos, and then you skip out the kinos. And you can say it at some later point because you don't want to miss davening shachris at the most auspicious time, which is at nates. After tikkun chatzos, what is the most preferred type of learning? That is mishnayos. In the Dirshu note in number 24, he says, "Kasuv v'sifrei lukutei amorim sheizoy kol ish Yisrael sheyeda es shisha sidrei hamishna." Person should know Shisha Sidri Mishnah, Kfi Sichlo Vahavnosa, according to the best of your ability. Ki Bohem Nichlelu Ikari Hadinim, Shekol HaTorah Kula, because incorporated in Mishnayos is all the depths and there's the rules of Torah Shebal Peh. Obavada Yishalu La'odam Aleim Kashiyavu La'olam Ha'elyon. And a person is going to be asked about his knowledge of all Torah, including just Mishnayos. Kedis Medrash Mishle Ayin Shom. So it's important to know Mishnayos. You know, sometimes the tendency is to have learning Gemara and other limudim, but to have Seder Mishnayos. Now there's the All Mishnah app and other similar programs. But at least at some point in one's life to learn those parts, certainly those Mishnayos which are not incorporated in Talmud Bavli, such as Zeroyim, Taharis. Continuing the Mishnah Berurah, the Imzor, I'm in the Dirshu copy, in my one, it's 5 lines down. If a person is zocher to learn Kabbalah, Eis hahi musugeles mo. That time, middle of the night, is the most auspicious time to learn that. Ha'achrinim kiblu mishichvi at kumi. Hainu mishvuas sh'im mishichvi at tishabov sh'im kumi. Those summer months between Shavuos and Tishabov is the most auspicious time. And ein sorech lokum, you do not need to get up at night to lament the Beis HaMikdash. Yesh omrim, and others say no. Mitesvov ba'av atesvov be'iyar yokum. That a person should get up between two ba'av and two be'iyar, between those two dates. Va'anagim al pi kabbalah sovim shetzorech lokum tamid. But those who accustom themselves according to Kabbalah should always get up. Chabura sheneschabu yachad lo matikun chatzos betzibur ein lemonim. A chabura, a group of people who want to do it together, don't stop them. V'adarabba, b'rovam hadras melech. The more people that do it, the more honor it is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tov yosef she'emres tikkun beis hakneses. Better to say tikkun chatzos in the Beis HaKnesses, Mishiyam Ruhu Becheda HaSomachlo, than to do it in a private room. The Beis HaKnesses Kodesh Tve, because Beis HaKnesses Shul is more Kodesh. The Gamshiyam Mayasar Rishonim should try and be of the first 10, like it is with the Minyan generally. And one should avoid, it's a powerful holy time, and therefore one should avoid small talk and just regular sichas chulin. If someone is unable to get up, now clearly this is talking about very holy people. I remember the first time when I was in yeshiva, I saw someone doing tikkun chatzos. It was an absolute shock to the system. I didn't know what he was doing. It was a chiddush. But it's, of course, this is really for the holy people who say tikkun chatzos, based on Kabbalistic practices. But for the rest of us, she'eni yochel hashkim kodim arboka, they can't get up too much before the early morning. Machma shu chalosh betivo, he's weak. Because if you're going to get up in the early hours, then you're going to fall asleep during shacharis. Mutav lishon kol hatzorech. Then you should sleep kol hatzorech. How much is kol hatzorech? So again, in Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, in the note 26, he quotes the Magen Avraham. As long as a person needs, every single person is different. Some people need more sleep, some people need less sleep. Hakol, it's so long as it's the Shem Shemayim. And to avoid, as the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, sorry, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, he quotes, Shein tzadikim ra lohem v'ra lo olam. Sleep for tzadikim is bad for them and bad for the world. And a person has got to try and be honest with themselves. On one hand, there's a temptation to sleep and sleep in late. On the other hand, you need to function. You can't stint on your sleep because otherwise you won't be able to serve and to function normally. I remember, just to continue before I mention this anecdote, he quotes two other sources. He quotes the famous Rambam. The Rambam says that a person should have 8 hours at night. However, the Tiferes Yisrael says that is until the age of 50. When a person goes beyond the age of 50, he can generally get by on less sleep. Again, these are general comments. And nowadays, Rabbi Yaakov, the Stipler, writes in Karina the Agrasa, he says that a person should sleep 7 hours. I remember when I was in yeshiva, I asked the Shalom Meshiv, Reb Stav, the following question. I said, I'm confused. On one hand, I read that the Rambam says 8 hours a night, and there are other sources which say that the Stipler says 7 hours. I thought the Stipler said 8 hours and one in the day and 7 hours at night. Be that as it may, and 8 hours, and yet you hear stories of Gedolim who sleep 2 hours, 3 hours, they've gone, slept 2 hours a night, and those 2 hours were in 34 lots of 30-minute increments. And, you know, the famous stories of the Rogachev, who tied his payers to the wall, that every time he would drop off, it would sort of pull him up. So which one is it, I said to him. So he said to me, Yodea maze yachta, he spoke to me in Ivrit. Do you know what a yachta is? A yachta is a yacht. So he gave me the following marshal. Imagine a guy goes to a yacht showroom, and he says, wow, that's a lovely yacht. How much is that one? That yacht, $750,000. Psh. He then walks you around to another yacht. How much is that one? That's $1.2 million. Wow. And then he says, how much is that one? That's a big one. That's $1.5 million. So you're looking at these three yachts, $750,000, $1.2, $1.5 million. And you ask the guy, well, how many miles to the gallon? How many kilometers to the gallon does that one do? And he says to you, if you're worried about how much petrol, how much gas it uses, how many miles to the gallon, how many kilometers it does to the gallon, yachts aren't for you. So he looked at me, the Shalom Nation, and said, if you're worried 3 hours, 6 hours, he says, then this 2-3 hour business is not for you. You sleep as much as you need to sleep. And I think the important thing is to realize, to do things to Shem Shemayim, a person should realize that if when you go to bed at night, imagine, you know, you, let's say a person sleeps 8 hours a night and he lives to 90 years. That means 30 years is spent sleep. A person lives, 100 years and sleeps 6 hours a night. He goes to bed at 11 and gets up at 5, which is pretty conservative, pretty impressive, 6 hours a night. But after 100 years, he slept 25 years. But if a person goes to bed and before he goes to sleep, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm sleeping in order that I can recharge the batteries, that tomorrow I can serve you to the best of my ability, that every moment of sleep becomes a mitzvah. So you're turning something which ostensibly is power into something very powerful. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. I'm on the last word on the line, about halfway down. Get up, not 5 seconds before shul, but get up an hour and a half, an hour or half an hour before shul, so that you can daven, be in shul before it starts, you can daven properly. Sif katanut, shehei meitza, a person should be distressed about the churban. Avla torva tefillah yes simcha, but your Torah and tefillah should not be in the state of lamenting and sadness, but should be with simcha. Churban beis hamikdash, kosev ashlosha, kol suda yema al naharis bavel. That every before we bench, you should say al naharis bavel, or shabbos v'chein yom tovim, v'chein b'yom she'inam b'chein tachman, sorry. And Shabbos and days where you don't say Tachman, you say instead Shir HaMalas, etc. And in footnote number 29, in Dirshu, he says, the Yom She'enum Bohem Tachman, Machmas Sheyesh Bohem Nisuin or Bris Mila. Depends why you're not saying Tachman. If it's because there's a Chasna or there's a Bris or something, not Velo Machmas Etzen Kedushasa, not because in there, these days are inherently holy, Kosov Veshalit Shubas Yosef Oimetz, She'enum Bohem Al Naharis Bavel. Then you do say Al Naharis Bavel, Omnom. Besudas Mitzah Atzma. Then, kosev b'sefer afikei meginim, the noagim lema shir hamalas, you do say shir hamalas. So too, on Motzei Shabbos, you have malav malka, one should say shir hamalas, and indeed migdol. V'ikr sheyei demaka oma, the ikr is, you know what you're saying, v'achar kavonas halev, hindvarim, the ikr is to go after the kavona of the lev, to say it properly. Sif dalet, toiv ma'at tachmunim b'kavona mehabas below kavona, better a little with kavona than a lot without. Says the Mishnah Berurah, avalin hamar be'kibin gam kein, but if you have a more and with kavona, then Hamar Betov Yosef, of course, the more with Kavona is better. If there is an onus and you can't be marich, you can't save for a long time, or you estimate for yourself that if you won't be able to have proper Kavona, and you reduce the amount of Tachanunim that you say, and you say those with the Kavona, Nechshav Lefi Hashem Yisbarach, then it was an onus, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at it as if you said more with Kavona. The main thing is Kavona and to do things the Shem Shemayim. So too with learning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us according to our potential, according to what we're able to do. Someone who's a Baal Torah, who's a Talmid Chacham, who's able to learn, then he should hold off from saying spending too much time on Tachanunim. And better he learns in the time when he's saying to hit him and other things. It's important the person says learns Sifrei Musa every single day im ma'at in harbe, whether it's a little or whether it's a lot. Again, the ikar is the kavona and the impact that it makes on your own brain neshama. The greater you are, the greater your yetzer is, and therefore everyone should be learning Musa. The tavlin hayetzer hara hu teichachas mamar chazal, and the tavlin, which is literally, it means the antidote. Tavlin literally means spices, but it means the antidote is to the yetzer hara is mamar chazal. Famous Gemara Kiddushin. The Gemara Kiddushin says barasi yetzer hara. Barasi Torah Tavlin. Tavlin means spices. So what does that mean? You literally mean condiments. You go into you want to go buy a hot dog or have a beef burger, and you want to buy, you know, you're going to ask for Tavlin. So you ask for ketchup and mustard and salt and pepper. So what does it mean? Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. The answer is, what does a Tavlin do? A Tavlin takes the item and it channels it and it adds taste. It takes that taste and makes it better. It directs the taste. Well, so to Yetzahara. Yetzara is just energy, and it can be used the toiv, and it can be used the ra. So therefore, barasi yetzara, barasi Torah tavlin. Person uses is rooted in Torah. He can use the yetzara, that natural power of energy, and channel it the toiv. A person has got a sense of humor, so you can use that sense of humor to destroy a person or to build a person. You've got intelligence, you've got opportunities, you've got wealth, you've got talents, whatever they may be. So either they can be used the toiv or the ra. I've created Torah as the antidote, i.e. the tavlin, to channel that energy, the tov. Let's quickly do Sivkot and Hey. Tov lomar, parshas v'akedo, parshas hamon v'aseres adibros, parshas olo o'mincho shlomim v'chatas v'oshon. Continues the Ramah, v'davka v'yochid, muta lomar aseres adibros b'chol yom, avol osa, Lom le'omram b'tzibur, but not to say that the aseres adibros b'tzibur. We'll see why. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Parshas Akedah, Kodem Parshas Akabonos. You say the Akedah before the Karbonos, which is printed in Asidurim. For Yochalim Parshas Akedah, Parshas Amon afidu b'Shabbos. You can say these things, the Akedah and the Mon, Parshas Amon, even on Shabbos. But ain't die by Amira, and she's spoken in Mashu Omer v'Yakir Niflois Hashem. You should not just say it, But think about it. The chain mash amun b'gemar kol emet tehillah davar shalosh pa'amim muftiyah kloshu ben olam haba. Person says ashrei three times a day is guaranteed to be a ben olam haba. Gam kein b'ofen zeh. But tamna mira kol zeh. And so too, therefore, it doesn't mean you're just lip service, you're just saying it. You've got to think what you're saying and live it. The Talmud Amiris calls it Kipar Sakeda Kadeh Liskar Zuchus Avos B'chol Yom. You're saying Akedis, remember the Zuchus Avos every single day. The Gam Kadeh Lachnia Yitzchok Moshe Mosa Yitzchok Nafsho. And to be Machnia, to subjugate our own Yetzer, like Yitzchok Avinu, was Moshe Nefesh himself. Kupash Samon, what is the purpose of saying Pash Samon? Kadeh Sheyamin Shekol Mazonosov. But in Hashgacha Pratis, that all a person's parnasa, his income, comes through Hashgacha Pratis, through divine providence. The more you, or the little you collect it from on, the same amount will actually end up, you'll get what you need. Also, too, you need to do your Hishtadlus, but as he carries on and says, by putting in the extra hours, it's not necessarily going to produce more income. You've got to do what's normal for that profession. Anyone who says the Parsha Mon, if he's guaranteed that he's not going to be without mazonos, he's not going to reduce. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him as according to his needs. But Aseres HaDibros, saying the Aseres HaDibros, K'teshi Yizka B'chol Yom, Ma'amad Har Sinai, he remembers Ma'amad Har Sinai, he's chazek emunos Hashem, and he can sort of concrete his emun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and mechazek it. Or Parsha Kabonos, Tamrinim B'menoch, Zoy Tar Sechatos, Kol Osei B'tar Echatos, Ki'ilu Hikrif Chatos. It's as if he's offered up a chatos. V'shlamim, V'wadim Parsha's Todah, the Gami Bechal Shlomim, V'shlamim, V'todah, a thanks offering is included in the Shlomim, and therefore will be included in that. V'achar Ha'ola, V'shlamim, V'todah, Yom HaParsha's Nesochim. He says the Parsha of Nesochim, of the libations that go with the various Korbanos, Ki'ein Zevach B'le Nesochim, because there's no Zevach, there's no Korban without the libations, the wine offerings, or whatever they are. Avul Chatzis V'oshim Ein To'un Nesochim, but the Chatzis and Oshim do not have Nesochim. Tzivkot and Tesvav. Person knows Chas V'Sham is broken Shabbos for Shogeg, whatever it may be. Then Yom HaParshas Chatos Kodem. You should say Parshas Chatos first. From a divrei Shari postgame, learn much from him. But the other postgame doesn't seem to mention this. Finally, Tzivkot and Zayin play Hakofrim. You don't say Aseres Dibros, says the Mishnah Berurah, but Tzibur because of the Kofrim, for those who deny. Torah Shabbat Peh, says Mishnah Berurah, Sheyomer in Torah Elazu, because this is the Torah, that's what Kofrim say. Those who deny say that this is the sum total of Torah. But the prop is Manenu, certainly nowadays, but the Kach, Ein Kosum, so Gamke, in Kuntras on Yucha, the Tzibur, we don't have a special Kuntras just for the Aseres HaDibros. Yeshe Kosu, did it also learn with the Tzibur, and the Kovah Ben HaBrachas. Some say, no, it doesn't mean there's any problem with saying it, but just that you can't put it, say it every morning as part of our regular brachas in the morning, like with Krishma. I'll code the Baruch Shama, Mutaf b'tzibur, but to say it before Baruch Shama, even b'tzibur would be okay. However, va'anan akdin and le'eso b'tzibur klal v'klal. But the Mishnah Berurah says we have the minag not to say aseres hadibros with b'tzibur at all. But the yachid dafke shlo b'techtun. The yachid wants to say it. He shouldn't say it as part of tefillah. Avol likboy b'toich habrachas gam liyachid also. But to say it as part of the brachas, also a yachid should not do that. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.